The next morning, George set out for the palace. When he entered the great hall, he walked straight to the throne on which the queen sat and knelt down before her. "I wish to do a brave deed, gentle lady," he said. "Please give me the first chance that comes." "You look very young," said the queen, "but I feel sure that you are strong and brave. Wait here. Your chance may come soon." George had not been waiting long when a beautiful princess named Una entered the hall.
"Oh, gentle queen," she cried, "send one of your bravest knights with me to fight a dragon that has shut up my father and mother in a castle."
"I will kill this wicked dragon for you," cried George, coming forward. "I do not like to send you to fight a dragon," said the good queen. "You are very young, and you have no horse or armor."
"I have brought armor, a sword, a spear, and a horse," said the princess.
Then a servant brought in the armor, and it fitted George as if it had been made for him. "Now I shall make you one of my knights," said the queen. "Be brave and true. Remember that a good knight must think of others before himself." George felt so happy that he thought he could fight many dragons. Thanking the good queen, he set out with Una and her servant.